Nobody does it better than Regent Seven Seas Cruises. Enjoy all-inclusive, unrivaled luxury with unlimited shore excursions, indulgent cuisine, personalized service, and more aboard spacious all-suite ships. Visit rssc.com to experience the unrivaled.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Burp me, Daddy. Burp me, Daddy. It's the monster. Burp me, Daddy.
One more.
Burp me, Daddy. It's the monster.
There we go. Good explain this to
Yeah, would you like any
more text? I don't know what's going on.
I've just realised. It does sound a bit mad, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway, good morning. It's Ben Barrell here for Dave Berry. Matt Dyson, good morning.
Good morning.
Anna Geary, good morning.
Good morning.
Glenn Moore in the Booth of Truth, good morning.
Hello.
Producer Dave in the Booth of Truth today, good morning.
Oh, yeah.
Good morning.
He's been relegated. I want him out the studio.
Wait, is this the relegation zone?
Yes. You're on your way out, mate.
Wow, okay.
Producer Mark, good morning. Producer Ellie in the corridor, good morning. She's not listening, refusing to listen. Let me explain, Anna, and everyone that didn't hear Matt say that earlier in the week.
Again.
Do you want to explain it? Explain your actions. Think of this as a court of law and we're the jury.
Well, Matt had a fizzy drink and just needed burping.
Well, that's pretty much it in a nutshell. I'd had drunk too much Monster energy drink. I was showing off. And then I was sort of role-playing a character where I was Ben's...
What happened, Anna, is...
4-month-old
yeah,
son.
Matt was playing the role of my son and asked me to burp him. Was it a high or low point of the show? I'll leave you to decide.
Low point in my life, I think.
I feel I should apologise because I've played that clip out quite a lot this week already, and we have done it a lot, and I feel I need to balance the books a little because there is a clip of me didn't go out on air. Sometimes we have to pre-record stuff, like, you know, when you hear like the adverts go out later in the day about the breakfast show. Hi, it's Ben Burrell for Dave Berry this week, and on the show we're talking about blah blah blah. They're not live. No, they're not live. They're pre-recorded. So we have to record it in the studio whilst the show is going on. And we were doing that one day, weren't we? And Bernard, who is our front of house master, was walking past the window, wasn't he? He's in charge of our front of house. And he's also strangely in charge of the milk in the building. Yeah. No one quite seems to know why. We've spoken about this on the show before.
He took it upon himself, I think.
Yeah, I think it's very much self-appointed milk maid. And he moves the milk, doesn't he, around the different fridges in our sixth floor building, which is very strange.
He old milk into new.
Yes, like no one knows why. It's a bit weird. It's a health and safety nightmare, if we're being honest.
And he sort of twirls the milk in his hand like a baton, like he's a prison warden doing the round.
It's a strange, like, Charles Dickens type character, isn't it? It's sort of very strange. Anyway, point being, we were recording this advert for the show and he walked past the window and I saw him, and I don't know why, maybe it's because I haven't had a lot of sleep, but I just shouted this out.
Bit of milky. Bit of milky.
Wait, I miss.
Milky. Bit of milky.
You see, this is what happens behind the scenes, and I come out with some madness like burping daddy, and I end up looking like an idiot.
I know. I think we've all collectively lost our minds.
Bit of milky. Milky.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
This is the place where real music matters. Do you know what else matters, Matt?
Yes, I do.
Okay, kitchen and joinery events. That matters.
That's what I was about to say,
It matters. I wasn't asking you to reply. It was sort of a rhetorical question in many ways. Right now at Wix, shop the Wix Lifestyle Kitchen and Joinery event and save with offers on kitchen units, doors, timber, flooring and more. Shop in-store or at wix.co.uk. To celebrate this, I'm giving you the chance to win a Wix gift card worth £250 as we play Everything But the Kitchen Sink. Matt, tell us how this game works.
Well, Ben, as you know... I travel quite a distance to get into the show, so I pack a bag of bits that I might need, in case.
Happy ULEZ week, by the way.
Thank you. Happy ULEZ and Train Strike week. Yes. It's all combining beautifully to cost me a fortune. Now, when I pack a bag, I tend to be a bit too thorough and pack everything but the kitchen sink. I simply can't pack light. It's the monster.
It's the monster.
It's the monster. I'm going to list off some of the items I've packed in my bag. All you have to do is come on air, remember at least 5 of the items and you win the gift card.
Yes, it's that simple. If you want to win the £250 Wix gift card, give me a call right now. 0330123 1215. That is 0330123 1215. Producer Mark, when are we going to close the lines?
Don't know.
When it, don't know 6:42.
He's gone rogue.
Amazing. Yeah. This is what happens when this is what happens when Dave's away.
He never does that with
he's
Dave.
On. He's been it's been a holiday all week, right? Yeah. It's a Friday. He's given up.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show podcast, Absolute Radio.
Let's give away a £250 Wix gift card, shall we? We're playing Everything But the Kitchen Sink. On line number one, playing this is Ian. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Ben. Good morning, team.
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning. Ian, where are you this morning? What are you up to today?
I'm in Mansfield, just on my way to work, to Newark.
Oh, what do you do as a job?
I'm a sales area manager for a steel company, Newark Steel.
Newark
just
Steel.
Just a quick hello to my friend, Paddy, because he listens every morning on the way into work as well.
Nice. Oh, good morning, Paddy. Yes. Good morning, Newark Steel. Little plug for the company there. I think Ian deserves a pay rise immediately for that. Free advertising there, Matt. We're going to do this
game, Ian,
where hopefully you can win a £250 Wix gift card. Is there anything you'll be spending this money on? Are you doing up your house, your garden at the moment?
I've just literally finished my garden, just had a new restyle in my back garden, so that's all done. So it'll probably be some decorating.
Okay, very nice. Matt, just quickly recap how this game works.
Well, I'm going to list off some of the items in my bag, and you have to name five of them. That's all you need. It's okay. Quite straightforward.
If you could do it enthusiastically. <that'd be great>. All right, Matt, please tell us what's in your bag.
Okay, I have a six-pack of Monster Energy drink, obviously. My lovely yellow fleece that makes me look like a supermarket delivery driver. A DeWalt corded demolition hammer for when I unleash the Ultra Monster. 7 pairs of pants, just in case. Ben Burrell's Elise hoodie. That's in there, remember that? It's a dated reference for this show. A pack of 3 Wix brass hinges. Mm-hmm. I never go anywhere without my hinges. A phlebotomist is in there. A ULEZ zone map. A Yale home security alarm kit from Wix. I'd rather be safe than sorry. A tourist guide of Barton in the Beans. Some Knauf insulation loft roll in case I get cold in the studio. And a burping muslin cloth.
Oh, God. Right, Ian, please name at least 5 of those items for that £250 a Wix gift card.
Right, a six-pack of Monster Energy drink.
Yes.
A yellow fleece.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
A corded hammer drill.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
7 pairs of pants.
Yeah. That stayed with him.
And of course, the Elise hoodie.
Of course, he's done it! So pleased you finished on the hoodie, Ian. Yeah. Congratulations, you won a £250 Wix gift card. Nice one, mate. Enjoy spending it.
I will indeed. Thank you very much.
All right, congratulations to Ian. Right now at Wix, you can shop the Wix Lifestyle Kitchen and Joinery event and save with offers on kitchen units, doors, timber, flooring and more. Shop in store or at wix.co.uk.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Matt Dyson, give us the social ammo, please.
Well, as we come to the end of the school summer holidays in England, CITV are closing their service. The end of an era.
How long has it been going for, do we know?
It's been going since the 90s.
Dawn of time?
It's late 80s is when it started.
83, it says. 83, my God. 83.
Wow, yeah, it's a long way back. And like, fond memories for children from the 80s, 90s, and the noughties as well, of course. It's as a consequence of this new streaming approach. ITV bosses have said they're responding to the changing ways children and their parents are accessing content. So it's now going to be all online. You can stream it all.
What was
being on terrestrial TV?
Okay, that's fine. We understand that the world's changing.
Yeah, exactly.
What was your favourite show?
There were some big hitters, weren't there? There was Art Attack, of course.
Yes,
I think that has to be the best.
Remember the head from Art Attack? He was unhinged.
Yeah,
so
really
weird, wasn't
too happy.
Yes.
Yeah. He was played by Andrew O'Connor as well. I think that's a fact about it. O'Connor was a big TV presenter in the '90s.
Oh.
He did like Catchphrase and the Family Fortune and stuff like that.
You recognise him? He didn't have any arms or legs.
Yeah. It's amazing what he achieved. And then now he's a big TV exec.
Oh, good to know.
But yeah, Neil Buchanan, very expensive guest to book.
What do you mean?
This show has found out.
What do you mean?
Wow.
What do you
very
mean?
Very expensive. If you want to book Buchanan, you've got to pay the big bucks.
How much?
Well, I mean, can we say?
Yeah.
We can, yeah.
7 grand?
Yeah.
What?
Just for like an hour.
Oh my god. Sorry, I took Mark holding up seven fingers, I took a 7 zeros. Seven zeros. What?
If you won't be canon, you've got to pay for it, okay? What, were you trying to get him on the show? And
yes.
And sorry, this show's budget didn't stretch to £7,000. Right, understandable. No. Understandable.
We pay that for you, though, don't we, Ben?
Exactly, yeah. Wasted on my cover shifts. Yeah.
I mean, there were some other great ones, weren't there? There was Michelangelo. My Parents Were Aliens. That was a big one for a while.
Scrambled.
Do you want my fun fact? Do you want my fun fact for My Parents Are Aliens?
Oh, yes, please. Yeah.
Jesse Armstrong, co-creator of Peep Show and Succession. That was his first writing credit,
amazing.
I believe.
Look at
I want to find the episode because I bet it's wild.
Oh, yeah.
What about Zap? Do you remember Zap?
Oh, Zap was brilliant.
Was that a Buchanan spin-off?
Neil Buchanan was in it. He played a completely silent artist.
That was it, yes. And it was like a comic strip, wasn't it?
Yeah, it started with a comic strip. He had like 9 panels and the camera would go over them being like, oh, which one are we going to go on? It was going to be Neil Buchanan again, won't it?
Yeah.
Because I've spent a lot on him.
Yeah, he was
7 grand, over 7 grand at least.
That's why he didn't speak. They said, we can have Buchanan, but he's not going to speak.
Yeah, he was technically an extra. We'll put it down to 5 because he doesn't speak.
We'll give you a discount, but he's not speaking.
What about How To? I loved How To.
How To was amazing.
Fred Dynage.
They had a changing roster. Gaz Top, of course, was on there. Dynage.
Carol Vorderman was on it.
Yeah. It was such a great show. Dynage has only just retired from reading the news on the South Coast,
doesn't
that
it? That's true, yes.
And then there was the classic Rosie and Jim.
Oh, here we go.
I think is a theme tune we can play there for.
Rosie! Jim! Rosie and Jim!
That first bit was quite unhinged.
Oh, it's in the old record. Oh, it's quite, it's quite nice. Nice thing to on a barge.
Where the real music matters.
Yeah, the Hypebeast Womble producer Mark is working on the dark version of
Don't talk about it.
It's just called Rosie. Jim's out of the picture.
No, you two are lucky, Anna and Glenn, because you're in a separate studio for us. You didn't have to witness Mark's pitch for this show, which was uncomfortable, to say the least. Yeah, lots of uncomfortable things.
I'm on board. I'm an investor.
Yeah.
Sad, isn't it?
Yeah, very sad.
Pouring out some liquor for CITV. Yeah. Oh. Burp me, Dan.
Sorry. I had to do it. Couldn't help myself.
So, CITV memories. CITV memories on your social amow. That's how.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
We are lost in a black hole of nostalgia right now. This says, how can you guys forget Funhouse? Oh, of course.
Yes. We never said we'd covered everything on the list,
no.
To be fair.
I used to religiously watch Funhouse, though. Great show. And Spooks. What was Spooks? I mean, I know the BBC...
Spooks, woo, they come from Bottle Bay. That was the...
Excuse me?
The first line of the theme tune.
Wow. Okay, what was it about?
Well, it's fairly self-explanatory.
It's about ghosts.
About ghosts.
I'd imagine,
entirely dead town, yeah.
Okay, sounds great. How could you forget the mighty Sooty Show?
Of course. Yeah.
And Nightmare. What was Nightmare?
I can't believe we forgot Nightmare.
What was
that
Nightmare?
That was massive. That was like...
It was like a video game sort of show.
Virtual reality.
Someone would wear like a helmet so they couldn't see anything. And then their mates would be in another room watching them on a TV screen. It would look like they're in like some medieval dungeon. Yeah. And they'd have to sort of guide them and be like, Simon, take a step forward.
So yes.
Duck under the axe.
I remember. Okay. Feel free to share nostalgia on 8 to 12, 15. We are waving goodbye to CITV. Also on the way, your chance to win 250 grand. How many appearances would that get for Neil Buchanan? Multiple appearances.
Treat yourself.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
5 celebrities, £5.
Absolute Radio.
This is the situation we're in, Matt Dyson. We could be giving away £5 on the show this morning on 5 Celebs, £5. Playing... On line number one is Big John. Good morning, mate.
Good morning, Ben. Morning, team.
Morning, John.
Hi, John.
John, where are you? What are you up to today? Tell us all.
I'm in between Glasgow and Edinburgh, a little place called Armadale, and unfortunately, I'm going to work.
Where do you work?
Yeah. I work with a coach company in Edinburgh.
What's the coach company called?
Edinburgh Coach Lines.
All right. Once again, Big John deserves a pay rise for mentioning his company. I'm just mentioning random companies on the show this morning. John, what's your cultural knowledge like? What sort of decade did you grow up in? Just so we can get a kind of idea of sort of celebrities you'll be mentioning.
Was born in 76, so 80s, 90s, noughties.
80s, 90s. Oh, 80s, 90s. Okay, great. Yeah, that matched up with most of the team. All right. Let's see who you're going to be playing with this morning. Let's roll the random name generator. Oh, that's not going to work. Let's try again, shall we?
Player generator.
Matt Dyson.
Anna Geary.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice.
I know who I want.
Anna Geary.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Yes. Oh,
I hope Joan is one of the names.
Armitrading. Joan Armitrading.
Joanne, wasn't it?
Joanne, yeah, of course.
Got to give her a full name. Anna, can you please leave the booth of truth, the
I
news
will.
Booth?
Good luck, Big John.
Good luck. Good luck, Big John. Good luck, Big John, could become
good
the new...
Me, ring Daddy. The bell, that's what the name of the podcast, I think.
All right, Glenn, can you confirm Anna's left?
Oh.
Yes. She's gone, okay. All right, John, you ready, mate?
Yeah, ready.
All right, good luck. Name number one is Frank.
Skinner.
Good shout.
Stable, he's mate. On brand.
Yes.
I love it. Holly is name number two.
Willoughby.
Yes. I can't think of any other.
Well, this is
Whitfield. Valance.
Well, so far. Oh, yeah, yes.
Hunter.
Johnson.
Are you all right? Yes, yes, true. Name number three, Greg.
Dyke.
Greg who, sorry?
Greg Dykes.
Greg Dyke?
Yeah.
Oh.
Greg Dyke.
Oh, wow.
Former Director General of the BBC.
Yeah, yeah,
wow. Oh, I love it, okay.
And yeah. FA head honcho.
Yeah,
yeah,
of course.
Yeah, yeah. Greg Dyke. I was thinking Wallace. I thought Wallace was the obvious one.
I thought we were gonna get Greg James.
Davies Kinnear.
Oh, Kinnear.
Kinnear.
That would have been lovely.
Alright, John, name number four is Emma.
Blunt.
Emma Blunt.
Yeah.
It's Emily Blunt. Blunt. We can go again if you want.
Try again.
Emma Stone.
Emma Stone. Yes.
That's a good one. Do you mind if I call you Big?
Where does the Big John nickname come from? Or do we not want to know?
I'm 6'4".
There you
okay.
go.
Wow. Okay. All right, fifth and final name is Big. No, I'm joking. Fifth and final name is Alex. Any ideas on Alex, John?
Alex.
I can see her, but I can't remember. Alex.
Alex. Mm. What about?
Alex Smith.
Alex Smith?
Alex Smith.
Who's Alex Smith? Can we get a quick Google on that, Matt?
I don't know who Alex Smith is.
Is he a former American football quarterback?
No, that can't be right.
It can't be it. That is
Alex
it.
Smith.
Should we try again?
You can go for... I mean, Turner would be one.
There's the Arctic Monkeys front man. There's...
Yeah, Alex Turner then.
Turner?
All right, yeah.
Let's go, Turner. All right, listen, Big John, stay there. We'll try and get you £5 after this.
The Absolute Radio Breakfast Show with Wix.
Pick up everything you need for your next garden project, from topsoil, decking and fence panels to lawnmowers, sheds and fence paint.
Be house proud.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Five celebrities, £5.
Absolute Radio.
It's 7:48 right now. We're doing five celebs, £5 with Big John. Let's welcome him back to the show. John, good morning, mate.
Morning, Ben.
How do you think it went? I think it went pretty well, actually.
Hmm.
Hmm.
Yeah, we got there in the end.
Yeah,
fine. Mixed reviews. Yeah. Okay. John, if you won the £5, I know this is a big question to answer, but if you won the five whole pounds, how would you spend it?
Oh, that's a difficult one. Definitely that Greg's meal deal.
Oh, you've got to go Greg's meal deal. You have to. All right, let's see if we can make that dream a reality. Anna Geary, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Have you ever matched all five with a caller before?
I think you know the answer to that.
Okay, well, let's see if we can change that now. Good luck, everyone. Name number one is Frank.
Sinatra.
Oh, my goodness.
No.
He is a big Frank.
That's a massive Frank.
Yeah. That's a massive Frank. John, I'm sorry, mate. Sorry about that. Let's continue and see if we can get at least four. Name number two. Oh, by the way, he went for Skinner. Frank Skinner. You know, that presenter on this radio station.
Radio, yeah.
Thanks for the comedy night at the Palladium, yeah.
Yes, well done, Matthew. Very on brand.
Message.
Yes. Yeah. Book tickets right now at absoluteradio.co.uk. Holly was name number two.
What, sorry?
Holly.
Holly Valance.
Oh, that's what Glenn went for.
Glenn
for that. All right. I actually want to get none out of five now. Willoughby is what John went for, which I think I probably would have gone for as well.
Yeah.
Greg was name number three.
Greg. Rosetsky.
Oh, that's a good one.
John, I'm so sorry. Greg Dyke. That's quite a difficult one, actually.
Greg Dyke was quite obscure as well.
Name number four was Emma.
Jones.
No.
Can I say that?
That was a joke suggestion.
Oh, no. Emma Jones
is
not a joke.
I think if it's any of our first names, we always go with help each other out.
I'm going to tell Emma you called her a joke. Emma Stone was what John went for.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
All right, let's try and get none out of five. Come on. Come on. Here we go. Alex was name number five.
Alex.
Any ideas?
Alex.
It sounds like John's just fallen over.
Alex Scott.
Alex Scott. No, we've got zero out of five. Yes. Alex Turner is what John went for.
Okay.
Sorry about that. Okay. John, that was a shambles, mate. I'm sorry, no Greg's meal deal for you unless you want to pay for it yourself.
Oh, sorry.
I'm happy with the zero.
You've got to take the zero sometimes. All right, mate, have a good day.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Got to say hi to Laurie, who says, Ben, I've loved this week. And then at the end of his text, he's just put, Milky!
Milky!
Oh, God. What a week it's been indeed. You can catch up with the show on the podcast, is available right now on the free Absolute Radio app. And to add to the great content this week, I want to do a text in right now that's titled Phil's Illegal But Is Not.
Ooh.
Okay, what feels illegal but is not? 8-12-15 to text. It is edgy, isn't it? Oh, it's edgy. Matt has one that we actually can't do on air, so I'm going to start with mine.
Mine is illegal now. You can't kill a man.
You've been breaking the law for a long time. I'm taking my four-year-old daughter, Agnes, to work on Monday, which, let me tell you, I've done it once before. It's a shambles. She sits where you are in this studio.
Does she?
Yeah, and I kept saying to her, like I say to you a lot, when the red light's on, don't talk. Don't make a noise. And I'm not joking. I did my first bit of my afternoon show, put my microphone on, like, took a deep breath in, and she went, Dad! And I was like, straight away. I was like, oh, God. So, yeah, she's coming to work with me. I know. It's nice having her in the studio.
Does she also look up at you and say, burp me, Daddy?
Strangely, no.
Burp me, Daddy.
Oh, milk.
So I'm taking her to work on Monday for the second time ever, just before she starts school, which feels weird. But we've got to get the train because we live in Brighton, so we're getting the train to London from Brighton. It still feels weird that she doesn't have to have a ticket on the train. She's not old enough to have a ticket on the train yet.
11, is it 11?
I think, is it that old? So I have to, like, shoo her through the barriers at each station. It feels like I'm breaking the law with her. And then the other day she was like, should I have a ticket? And I was like, no, you shouldn't. But, but I felt like, oh, God, should she?
Yeah, it does feel illegal.
It does. Yeah. Matt, what about you? Add to this list, please.
Well, I think I've had a recent argument with my family about this. The internal light on a car being, it's illegal if you've got it on when you're driving. Because it's not. I thought this for many years.
Yeah. I thought that was true. I don't drive, so I don't know.
It's a bit distracting. Well,
yeah, I heard that it just causes the car behind you to just explode.
What is the logic behind it? So a driver's going to sit and go,
buys into it. Yeah, this is like an urban myth spread on school playgrounds. Because my kids are bought into it as well. They're going, it's illegal. You've got to turn it off now. Turn it off now.
Was it just you who was saying it wasn't illegal?
I'm saying it's fine because don't do it all the time. But occasionally, if you need to turn the internal light on, go for it.
It's fine. Yeah.
Don't stress.
Were you arguing with your kids about this?
Yes.
Lovely insight your first life there.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
No, I just knew it. I knew it. The word cousins appeared multiple times on the text. Anyway, good morning. 8:15 on a Friday. This is the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. We hope you're well this morning. We hope all is good. Our text number is 8-12-15. We want you to let us know what feels illegal but is not. Good morning. I'm Anastasia from Somerset. I think having a bath in the morning feels illegal. Absolutely not. No way. Come on. I love a bath in the morning. There's nothing like it.
But not illegal.
Yeah, no. Should never be illegal. Beautiful. Love a bath in the morning. I completely agree with this. Sean and Paul in Leeds, drinking water out of the bath tap feels illegal.
Yes.
But isn't, boy.
any bathroom tap. It's lovely.
You love it, don't you?
Yeah, yeah. I think I'm pretty sure Tom Chaplin from Keane agrees with me.
For some finally. Reason, when how I, did that dis- come up?
We discussed it with him. When we went to do
what
the.
Do you mean?
We did a Wix fix at a food bank in Bassetlaw, and Tom Chaplin was there.
And you said, Tom, the people are dying to know your thoughts.
I'm pretty sure we discussed bathroom tap water.
Asking drinking. That is the new how are you, isn't it?
Wow, that's incredible. I always think of you whenever I, like this morning, for example, I filled up my water bottle in our downstairs toilet, and I always think of you whenever I do that because of your love for the non-kitchen tap water.
Yeah, extra flavour. Yeah.
I think you said, and this is a direct quote from the show, it hits different.
I think I did.
Not entirely sure about that. This has taken your 3-year-old daughter to see Frozen in the West End when you have to be 4.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, yeah, living on the edge.
I had to explain to Aggie that she couldn't go. That is.
That is.
But wait, so, well, what's the. Why?
Well,
why?
You have to be 4.
For what?
I don't make the rules.
Is it a scary show? What's going on? More, please. 8-12-15 to text what feels illegal but is not. Let us know, please. Add to the list.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
This is the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. It's Ben Burrell here. 8-12-15 is our text number. Tell us what feels illegal but is not. You still can't say that wine you were talking about off air, can you?
Yeah,
no, you can buy them, though, from a shop near Morden train station, apparently. I can't get to it.
To producer Mark. Yeah.
Glenn, add to this list, please.
I guess it's not illegal to stand outside like a massive fast food franchise and just loudly go, oh, my tummy, how they make me ill. They can't stop you from doing that.
They can't stop you.
You can do that all day. You can do it in the uniform.
Yeah, I mean, is that how you're going to spend your Friday?
Yes.
Okay, good to know.
As per.
This says, Ben, I think drinking Milky straight from the bottle feels illegal. And then at the end of the Brendan's text, he just put, Milky.
Bit of Milky.
God, please.
Bit of Milky. Do you know what that sounds like? You know when you put on like YouTube videos for your kids and you know it's like actual proper like Mr. Tumble and stuff like that, then the videos expire and they start playing like like algorithm made cartoons that aren't real. Yeah. That's what that sounds like. It's Milky and Milky.
That's what this show's become.
Okay. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It's time for the final instalment this week of Name That Job. We're going to guess this person's job, hopefully. Each team member gets one question. We'll try and work it out. Playing this morning is Sarah on line number one. Sarah, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Sarah.
Hi, Sarah. Sarah,
good
what are you doing?
Good morning, team. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Hello. Good morning, good morning. What are you doing over the weekend?
What am I doing over this weekend, Jim? I'm not quite sure yet. I've not really made any massive plans. Working tomorrow, and then we'll see.
Oh, working okay.
Tomorrow.
Like it.
Nice. Nice. You bartender.
Okay, so I have some information already. Sarah works in Sheffield. Oh, you live in Sheffield, and you work in Sheffield as well?
I work in Sheffield and the surrounding areas.
Ooh, okay. She's self-employed, but works for a company, not unlike us. Are you in IR35, Sarah? She's don't ask that.
Move on. I hope you're not.
Yeah, God, I hope you're not, for our sake. You studied this profession in college, is that right?
I did.
Is that sixth form college?
That was... no.
Is it like BTEC
no.
level?
Okay. BTEC level.
Can you study it at university, this area?
I did not.
You did not.
But can you?
But can you?
You can.
I don't. I think possibly not.
Okay. Okay. All right, that's all the information we've got so far. Let's try and get a question from each team member and try and work this out. My question for you, Sarah, is... what's the best thing about your job?
The best thing about my job is that I come into contact with lots and lots and lots of people and
sounds
meet
horrible.
Lots of people. and which is lovely. So that is possibly one of the best things about my job.
Okay.
So you come into contact with lots of different people. Mm. And is that's members of the general public, I'm guessing?
That is members of the general public.
Okay, Matt, what's your question?
So you're customer-facing. What's the worst part of your job?
That's good.
Possibly the same as what is the
people.
Sometimes coming into contact with lots and lots and lots of people, possibly sometimes can be a bit wearing, but it's the best and the worst thing about my job, as you probably all understand there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Glenn, what's your question?
Have you or your colleagues ever gone on strike?
Good question.
Oh, topical.
I have never gone on strike, although sometimes I would like to.
Well, it could start this morning.
Can you?
Can I go on strike?
Are you in a union?
I'm not in a union, no. I could go on strike if I wanted to, but no, I can't.
For a bit, annoy your bosses.
Yeah. I love that we've discussed unions and IR35. That's cool. Anna, what's your question?
How many are on your team?
Oh, dear. Well, I'm self-employed, so that probably gives you a little bit of a clue there. So sometimes there can be a few on my team. Sometimes there's just me.
Oh, okay. But predominantly, do you work on your own?
You drive around on your own, yeah.
There should really be a couple of us most of the time, but we are very, very generally short-staffed. So that maybe would give you a bit more.
I think I've got a good idea.
On my own.
Okay. All right. Let's review the clues quickly. All right. So Sheffield, self-employed, but works for a company. Studied this in college. Best point about her job is coming into contact with people. Also, the worst point, probably wouldn't go on strike and is often on her own. Feel free to share your thoughts on this. 8, 12, 15. Play at home fun. You can tweet at Absolute Radio. What do you think Sarah's job is? Let us know.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show podcast. Absolute Radio.
And that job is happening right now. Sarah is our caller today. Let's just review the clues quickly. She's in Sheffield. She's self-employed, but she does work for a company. She studied this at college. We think some sort of BTEC college. We're not entirely sure about that. Best part of her job is coming into contact with lots of people and the general public. Worst part of that is exactly the same. She probably won't go on strike. This is really difficult,
it's
I think.
Very hard.
Yeah. Quite a few messages on this. Hi to Simon in Boreham Wood, who says, is she a travelling phlebotomist? I think she's a mobile caterer, says Azza in Shrewsbury. Ian from Manchester says midwife. Sarah is a security officer, says Jamie from Great Yarmouth. Steve says the same thing. Karen, is she a carer? Community care worker, says anonymous texter. There's definitely a vibe in those messages, isn't
there? I was thinking Meals on Wheels for a bit, but you don't need to do a vocational training course in that.
No, probably not. Well, maybe you can. I don't know. Who knows? Let's welcome Sarah back to the show. Sarah, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
This is difficult, Sarah. I'm not going to lie. It's quite difficult. Team, do we all feel like we have a guess?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, ready? I'm going to guess first, okay? Let me just play the tension music. Ramp up the tension. Okay. Sarah, I think... oh, wait, let me get drum roll as well. Let me treat you this morning. Sarah, I think... you are... a health visitor.
That is not my job.
Oh! I thought that was going to be it.
Yeah. I thought I was building the tension. She built it herself. Matt Dyson, do you have a guess?
Okay, well, I think you may have gone to college.
Wait, please.
Sarah, you may have gone to college to learn a trade. And you may be a plumber.
That is not my job.
What was that noise on the phone?
It added to the tension, didn't it?
It did. Yeah. It's like a soundscape. Glenn, you ready?
Yeah, I think Anna's got it.
Oh.
And as a result, we will kick ourselves if it ends up being this. So I'm just going to say, I know this is blowing the guess, but I think you're a phlebotomist.
That is not my job.
Okay, we had to try. We would have been so annoyed.
Yeah, no, that's true. Yeah.
Well. So look who it lands to. Anna Geary, your first and last guest of the week. Let's have it.
I think you run a catering business and tomorrow you're working at Sheffield United when they take on Everton.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Show you working.
That is a good backstory.
That is not my
No!
Plan. No! It made so much sense.
I love the detail, though. Quite incredible.
Can I please just say I am a Sheffield Wednesday fan as well?
Yes.
Anyway.
Sarah, what's your job? Tell us. Put us out of misery.
I am a barber.
Oh! People have suggested that.
Oh,
hairdresser.
No, someone said that. Someone
that's
said
annoying.
That.
That's annoying because we should have got that.
Oh, she's a hairdresser.
It's my second
anonymous texter.
Plumber. I can show you my workings. Though.
Person who whose number ends in 899. She's a hairdresser. You guessed right. You guessed correct.
Yeah.
Who's your first client of the day, Sarah? Are you off to someone now?
I will be at work in 10 minutes and we're just a very fast-paced barber shop, so I'll probably do 40 haircuts today.
Do you want to give a shout out to your barbers, to your hairdressers?
Yeah, hi everybody at the Easy Barber.
All right, hello everybody at the Easy Barber.
Sarah, how much should you tip a barber, do you reckon?
How much should you tip about? £20 at least.
£20 tip?
Probably £1 or £2 is perfectly acceptable.
Yes. Okay. For sure, back and sides. Yeah, I agree.
Please do tip your barbers, everyone.
Yes.
Sarah, thank you so much for that. Have a great day at work. Enjoy your 40 haircuts today and have a good weekend
thank
as well.
Thank you. Have a lovely weekend yourself.
You
Bye.
Too. Oh, I can't believe it. Well, at least we got a text that was right this time round.
Yeah.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Friday morning. Mornings, no repeat guarantee. It's been launched. It's happening right now. This is Absolute Radio. It's Ben Burrell here. Matt Dyson, can we have some more social ammo action?
Extra. Yes, one extra story from you, from someone called Claritin Booze on X has sent me this. he's a Burnley fan who drinks, apparently.
Clever.
So we found out recently that cows love Absolute Radio. Many incidents, real music matters, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. God.
There was the cow on the M6 who was listening to this show.
Yes.
At the time when he fell out of the truck, there was someone who had a run-in with a cow in a field while listening to Absolute Radio.
Yeah,
so,
found that out.
So here is a cow-based story for all the cows out there who are listening. It is a man who was pulled over by traffic cops in the States because he had a massive bull in his car.
What?
Actually in the car. So they cut half the roof off.
What?
And the bull was sat in the passenger seat with his head popping out over the roof.
I love the image.
A massive bull. Here's the TV reports from the States.
York Police Division responded to a call of a man driving eastbound on 275 with a Watusi bull in his passenger seat.
The officers received a call reference a car driving into town that had a cow in it. They thought that it was going to be, you know, like a calf, something smaller, something that actually fit inside the vehicle.
The Watusi bull's name was Howdy Doody.
There were some sizable issues. The officer chose to write him a warning and ask him to take the animal back home and to leave the city.
I think you need to go home, mate.
Can we just hit the start of that clip again?
How do you do?
The start.
York Police Division responded to a call
like
of a man driving eastbound on 275 with a Watusi bull in his passenger seat.
Now, I've done some wooden presenting in my time, believe me. And that's something else.
That's rich coming from you, isn't it? Yeah. No, he's just like a local news reporter in Nebraska. You know, give the guy a break.
No, sorry. Well,
This could be his big story of the year.
I take it back.
Massive horns on the bull as well. And just an interesting little story from the socials, isn't
Thank you. It was lovely. Thanks for bringing it to us.
I'll send you into the weekend with that. You'll be talking about it later and I've saved your data.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Another week of great shows, Matt Dyson.
Yes.
And what a week it's been.
It's been a great week. Short week, but a fun week.
We need to name the final podcast of the week. Once again, quite a few options. Mm. Bernard the prison warden switching his milky baton.
Swinging milky baton. That is amazing. I mean, that was early morning milk chat again.
Yeah,
we
lots of milk chat.
A lot. And he's our security guard.
Yeah, he moves the milk around the building in a curious manner. Speaking of that, also the catchphrase that I have now got called "bit of milk, milky."
Yes,
this is because
it's a good catchphrase.
Yeah, we were recording something on the show this week, off air, and the milk was being moved in front of my eyes, so I shouted out this
"bit of milky."
Okay. Strictly, that was for off-air, but it seems to have made it on-air, which is curious. Buchanan is out of budget.
Yeah, that was Neil Buchanan on CITV, the end of CITV today, RIP.
We found out it's too expensive for the show. Mm-hmm. Spooks Woo, they came from Bottle Bay.
That was Glenn's deadpan delivery of a theme tune from CITV. Yeah.
Do you mind if I call you Big?
That was Big John, wasn't
it? Big John on the phone.
Very polite of Glenn.
Yeah. That's a massive Frank.
We had some big friends, Franks on Five Celebs, £5 today, didn't we?
Yes, big including Frank Skinner, our very own Frank Skinner, back tomorrow morning.
Yes.
And the final option is... This shouldn't have gone out. The final option is, are you in IR35, Sarah? Are you in a union? This is a chat, a very exclusive accountancy chat during Name That Job.
So with callers there, aren't I mean, what a question. I sort of quite like that, though, because no one's ever talked about IR35 on the radio before.
But off air, everyone's talking about it.
Yeah, it's
off shout out to all the accountants. And,
yeah,
and exactly. I believe builders are affected by this. I had a chat with the builder about it.
There's loads
not too
of them, contractors, all contractors.
Yeah,
the government said they were going to cancel it, then they brought it back again.
It's actually quite topical, so you don't want
to
say.
Shout out to Hawksby and Jacobs. They're leading the fight, aren't they?
Oh, goodness me. Can I just say, as well, every time I cover the show, I think this is surely the last time. But now, this time, I think definitely. I'm not coming back on Tuesday, Ethan. All right, listen, what do you want to call
it? I think we've got to go with, are you in IR35, Sarah? I mean, it has to be that.
No.
Just because no one's expecting it. Okay, Bernard the prison warden swinging his milky baton.
Actually, do you know what? I'm going to veto this. Let's go for, are you in IR35, Sarah? Are you in a union?
Great.
I quite like it.
It's the best one.
Okay, that is unbelievably, that's what the podcast is going to be called. It'll be available very, very soon. Why not listen to it on the free Absolute Radio app? The Dave Berry Breakfast Show returns Monday morning at 6 a.m.